Okay. Just give us a short second.
Jiffy.
Talk
to us. Do we need those?
Can you hear us like this, or do we need these?
Mike.
Yes, mics, no mics. Hands up if you can't hear us.
Hey.
They can hear us.
Oh, it's a can't. Okay, anyhow.
So, mics or not?
Yeah.
Mics.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay, so we are ESN JKL, ESN Jyväskylä, so, and we welcome you to Jyväskylä.
Sorry.
Se tulee myöhemmin. Okay, so who all of you know what ESN is? Quite decent amount, but what we are is Erasmus Student Network, and we are present in 40 different countries and work on 3 different levels: international level and national level and local level, which is us. And we go by slogan students helping students, and this means that we are all students and we help you students. And even though we're called Erasmus Student Network, we're here for all the students, not only Erasmus students but also international degree students and students coming from through different programs, and also locals who are interested in internationalizing here in Finland. And here in ESN Jyväskylä, we are 10 people in our board. I am Angelina, and I'm the president.
I'm Krista, and I am the vice president.
Oh. I'm Rina, and I'm the PR and communications manager.
I'm Venla, and I'm your travel coordinator.
Hey, I'm Thomas, the IT manager.
Hey, I'm Ville, and one of the event coordinators.
And so, as you can probably count, this is not 10, this is only 6. So we're missing 4 people, and Emma is our event coordinator, Sandra is our secretary and sports person. Who else? Sarina is our local coordinator, local representative, I mean, and Jonna is our money person.
Treasurer.
Money person.
Yes.
Okay, so as you saw in the video, there is a lot of things planned for you. So let's see what's coming up next. On Wednesday, we'll have kickoff party.
There is a picture,
and Ville can tell you more about that.
All right, so we're going to start off this semester with a bang with a kickoff party this Wednesday in Prague. And it's going to be starting off from 10, so be there.
Yeah, and 100 first people get patches. Like, these are patches that you can put on your overalls, which are blue like that.
I don't know if you can see until here, but kind of these kind of patches, what you will get, kickoff patches.
Yeah, so it's a really cool thing, so be there on time and early. Okay, next. Oh. More photos. And next. Okay, this is probably our most popular event, so Ultimate Sauna Experience. It will be on Monday and Tuesday next week, and we'll be selling tickets to this event right after our presentation outside over there. And it starts at 4, and it lasts until about 10. There you can experience sauna and go in the lake and try not to get cold, which is quite difficult. There are 2 different saunas, and there will also have barbecue there, and it will be a lot of fun. It's really appreciated within students, usually. So we hope many of you come there. Yeah. So what else is coming up? There are different events which occur several times during the semester. City tour is not one of them, but it's coming up already on Saturday. So if you want to see around the city, then come on Saturday. There is info on our Facebook page. Juli over there will be one of the guides, and also Ville and Krista. And Kafelingo is an event where you can go and try out different languages, try to speak in them, and have a cup of coffee or tea, and just meet new people and socialize. And international dinner is where you can bring food from your country and try foods from different other countries. We'll have first international dinner on 26th of this month, but we'll post everything on Facebook. You'll find it there and on our webpage. And pop quizzes are led by Krista. She can tell shortly about them.
Okay, so pop quizzes are, in short, quizzes in a pub.
Whee!
So There is the team variates every single time. You won't know the team, but you just gather up a team from 4 to 6 persons, and then just start to compete who's the smartest. And we'll have a grand prize in the end of the semester. So it's four times the tournament is coming. So 4 pub quizzes, so 1 tournament. Sorry.
Yeah. And if you are living in Kortepohja, you perhaps already know Bar Sebastian. Yes? Yeah? So the pub quiz will be organized there this semester. So really close in case you need to crawl back home. And freshman party will be coming up this month. And it's one of the most fun, in my opinion, university traditions that they have in Finland. So we welcome new students, divide them into groups. They go from cross point to another, meet other students, and generally have fun. We'll explain more thoroughly in our Facebook post. We'll have a blog post where you can check photos and see what's expected. But we hope many of you will join it. It's a lot of fun. As well as sitsit, which is another traditional Finnish thing, where you sit around the table, sing and have some drinks and eat and perhaps have some punishments, which are totally cool, nothing to be afraid of, but just try to follow the rules. And the last thing we'll have is farewell party, where we say goodbye to all of you and you say goodbye to all your friends, and it will be very sad, but let's not talk about it. Yeah. And so much more.
Oh, I have already. So our sports coordinator is somewhere other side of the pond in US, so I will cover up for him. We will have sports turns on every Monday, but not yet. It's not confirmed yet when. Time and now TBA. And so we will usually have like different kind of team sports, but then we will also invite from us like teams and organizations such as Ultimate, of which is a frisbee game inside indoors, and then like this kind of different kind of sports you can try, but of course then indoor football, floorball, basketball, volleyball, whatever. And then we have the bigger thing coming up, ESNJKL Football Club. So yeah, it's a football club organized on the 30th of September, if I remember the date correctly. We'll come up that to later. And then yeah, it's a whole day football playing. You gather up teams and then just play for the whole day for the fun, and who's going to win the tournament will get a small prize.
Or big, you never know.
Yeah.
But you'll get to be the ultimate champion of Jyväskylä, so come and compete. And for the sports, one more thing. If you have any suggestions on what you want to play or what you want to try out, just let us know.
Or if you're an expert in something, please come and let us know.
Yes.
So next up is the best part of your exchange, so trips. This year we will offer 4 trips, 2 to Lapland and 2 to Russia. This is in a bit weird order because the Russia trips are before the Lapland trips, but here are the Lapland trips now. So the first one is from the 27th of November until the beginning of December, and the second one is in the middle of December. And these are very popular, so it's wise to sign up as soon as possible. The sign-up starts on the 11th of September already at 12 o'clock. And if you booked your trip before the 15th of September, you'll get a free breakfast in Ranua, which is a good bonus. So yeah, it's wise to book as soon as possible because these sell out so fast that some people can't get to the trips, which is sad.
What do you get to see on the trips?
Yeah, you'll get to experience Arctic Ocean, see the Santa Claus and reindeers. Yeah, and it's like there's a lot of extra activities that you can choose from. Skiing, downhill skiing. Huskies. so many things that you can see. But I created the Facebook events yesterday, and I already saw that many of you had marked interested or going, and that's a wise thing to do because I'll post all about the updates in those events. And you'll also find more information from the events or the website of Time Travels. We organize these trips together with a company called Time Travels, and they are really good experts in this area, so the trips are very liked, and yeah, students love them. Yeah, and then on the Russia trips, which are in October. The first one is visa-free trip to St. Petersburg, so it's, you don't need a visa at all. It's from the 18th until 23rd of October. And then the Grand Russia trip is during the same time, but it's a bit longer because you'll get to see three different cities, St. Petersburg, Novgorod, and Moscow. All of them are beautiful and big, but you'll need visa for that. But luckily, we will help you to get that, so you don't need to really worry about it yourself. And the sign-up for these trips starts already on the 8th of September, so next Friday? Is it Friday? I think it's Friday, yeah. But again, I'll post the events, so if you are interested in these trips, you can all mark going or interested, and yeah, you'll get the updates.
Okay, the Pirates of the Baltic Sea, you might have heard that Finnish people have this tradition of going to cruises. Basically just hop on to a big cruising boat and go to typically Stockholm or Tallinn. Most often like these kind of cruises are not about getting from point A to point B and then back, but about enjoying the time on board. Sometimes you are not even allowed to leave the boat in the final destination. So it's really just about having fun on board. And honestly, also buying some cheaper alcohol from the duty-free store on board, which might be also good motivation. This Pirates of the Baltic Sea is an international cruise, so it means it's wholly in English. Everybody is welcome. There are students from all over Finland, mostly exchange and degree students. And it goes to Stockholm. And you actually have time, like several hours, to do some sightseeing. There are tips what to visit, what to see, and Stockholm is a really beautiful city, so I recommend visiting it. There are different activities on board, like of course some parties, but then like speed dating, dance courses, some musical performances, different kind of shows, and so on. It might sound funny, but actually there's a big dinner the first night, and many people say that that's one of the highlights of the whole cruise, which is weird, but it's a huge buffet dinner, which it has really good stuff like shrimps, caviar, beer, wine, whatever. And it's unlimited for like 1.5 to 2 hours. So you will get your stomach really full. And one tip, don't eat potatoes or like this kind of usual stuff. Because then you will be like, why the hell, there are so good things. And I ate potatoes. So.
Insider tips.
Yeah, and I think... Yep. We can go forward. And then ESN is an international organization. We have different kind of projects, which kind of group some kinds of activities under each under them. For example, Erasmus in schools, that's about visiting local schools, that a student comes there, does a lecture or like some kind of activity with the kids. Depends on the agreement between the student and the teacher. Move in Europe is about promoting mobility, so you are now here on your exchange or study abroad. But some students back in your hometowns, they don't really feel motivated to go somewhere. So we try to give them the motivation and like why you should go for exchange or study abroad. Social Erasmus is about different social causes, environment, poverty, charity, many different ones. For example, under that, there are events like walking the dogs from the animal shelter, blood donation, and many others. And exchangeability, that's about, or like, it's focused on students with disabilities. So, like, if they can go and they should go to study abroad, how the universities are adapted for them, if they are accessible, and so on. And it's also about, like, spreading the awareness about some kind of disabilities. So for example, our most favorite and popular event is Dinner in the Dark, where you get to experience how it is to eat different kind of courses and do different kind of activities when you don't see. So it's a really nice event.
Okay, so how to be a part of all of this? Even if you decide, which I don't recommend, not getting an ESN card, you can always join us at our events. But there's a few perks that you get with the card and the membership. So when you get the card, you also get a welcome pack, which has a DNA SIM card with 7 euros of airtime in it and a few other goodies like a drink ticket and a condom. So you're set for the weekend. Yes. And then you get discounts from our parties and events. First one is the kickoff party. With the ESN card, you get to go past the line to the bar, so that's pretty cool. And then the ultimate sauna experience, you get a discount, and also for our trips. And then we have a few partners here in Jyväskylä, and then international partners. And then, of course, free events that we just covered. So these are a few of the partners that we have here in Jyväskylä. BRA is the biggest one. That's where all of our parties are going to be held. And then we have a few restaurants, Classic American Diner, Amarillo, and then Pannukakkutalo, and then Time Travels, which organizes the trips. And then the White Room is a hairdresser's and a barber shop. You can find the complete list on our website. And then we have the newest partner. This is an international partner, which is Ryanair. You get a 15% discount on 8 single flights or 4 return flights. Free check-in luggage of 15 kilos, and weekly offers for Erasmus students. The reason why Ryanair is here, because there's a few rules that goes along with the discount. You need to book the trips 28 days in advance via a dedicated platform. But we will have all of this information on esncard.org, so you can look it up from there as well. And if you want to use the international discounts, you need to register your card. And do it carefully, fill out all of your information there, so esncard.org. And then, we always have a social media competition every semester, and this semester's competition starts today, and it's for the whole of September. So post a photo of yourself on Facebook and Instagram using our hashtags MyJKLErasmus and ESNJKL. The rules will be on the event I'm going to post later today. And for the prize, for the winner, which is going to be decided by us, the board, you get a free trip to the Pirates of the Baltic Sea. So that's pretty cool. And here you find our socials, Facebook, Instagram. Follow us on Snapchat. It's new. Please do. ESN Jyväskylä. And also...
We're learning to use it. So.
Yes, but we're really good. Yes.
Okay, and to wrap it all up, we just want to say welcome again. Hope you enjoy your Erasmus. We'll try to make it as enjoyable for you as it was when we were on Erasmus. Some of us were, some of us wasn't. And we'll be selling ESN cards outside, over there, a bit to the right, and also Ultimate Sauna Experience tickets. Please get your Ultimate Sauna Experience ticket as soon as possible, because we run quickly out of them. But let us just go and set up everything before you rush in.
Yeah, okay. So we first, then you, please.
Welcome.